This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to wake on up. Wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
The ball game. Torture at its best.
Yes, indeed. You got that right, Kuypin. You credit Doval. He gives up the lead. They tie the game, and he just got better. And he goes out there for a second inning, leaves the man, that extended runner, with some excellent sliders. What a ball game.
Well, he needed to come up with that slider, and boy, did he ever here in the 10th inning. And, you know, look, wins are wins, but sometimes the way you win it can sometimes propel you into what's going to happen maybe tomorrow night.
Dwayne Kuiper, Hunter Pence on the call, NBC Sports Bay Area. The Giants, even when they win, you can't feel quite great about it as a Giants fan. 6-5, they stopped the skid, 46-41, and can they get the split today? Well, we're going to find out. Jung-Hoo Lee has a pulse. Rafi Devers has a pulse. Yastrzemski has a pulse. Do Giants fans have a pulse after Camilo Duvall had that blown save, but then backs it up with what? A win. So there you go. As I say good morning to Sam Lubman, filling in for one Joe Shasky. I say good morning to Carter, wearing a nice little yellow hooded sweater, whatever that is. Yellow, it's a nice color on you, Carter. I say good morning to all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for July 4th weekend. Some of you guys are taking an early day off, and if you're joining us via the Odyssey app, we appreciate you on YouTube, where we are streaming all day long, courtesy of First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan, apply online, or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. Sam, good morning. Look at that Giants shirt. What a win for your Giants.
Yeah, hello there, Spadoni. That was definitely a win of all the wins the Giants have had this year. That was one of them last night. Giants improving to 46-41. A little bit further away from 500, I'll take it. Listen, as Kuiper said on that call there, you know, a win is a win. And when you're winning, when you're not winning like the Giants are, you're going to take whatever win you can get to get out of these doldrums. That is their second win, I believe, in the last 2 weeks, along with that win on Friday night against the White Sox. So, you know what, Giants fans, we're not really in a position just to shake sticks at wins and how they come along. So, you know, yeah. Good win, and let's try and get the split and go into Sacramento feeling strong.
Well, it was a win against the best pitcher of that staff, Merrill Kelly, which was important to me. After getting absolutely shoved the night before against Zach Allen, who's been one of the worst pitchers in baseball this year. I know it sounds crazy because Zach Allen for a while has been one of the better pitchers in all of baseball. But yesterday, you start off the game. Mike Yastrzemski getting the bombski, who we wrote off for dead I mean, this entire Giants lineup, like, again, Yaz, Jung-Hoo Lee, Adamus. I mean, we've left this entire offense for dead the last couple weeks. And quite frankly, you know, deservedly so. They've not been good. And it was refreshing yesterday, albeit tight and nerve-wracking. And you thought you were going to throw up again. And the Giants did throw up all over themselves. But they battled back. They took the punch, punched back, got off the mat. And they stopped that losing streak. I want to hear from the people today, Giants fans. 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text. Once again, I'll say it slowly for the audience. 888-957-9570.
Wait, what was that second number?
You're going to kill me. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. We're going to talk Gigantes with one David B. Fleming, voice of the Giants, and our Giants insider at 8:30. Plus, we got this or that at 9 o'clock hour today. But we got a lot to get into with the Giants, and we'll dive into this game. And I want to pick your brain, Sam, because obviously, for those that don't know, they should, but Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys, host of that, best Giants podcast here in the Bay.
New episode available today.
And one might say the best Giants podcast globally. I mean, I don't know what they're doing over in Kazakhstan, but they don't touch what Sam's doing here in San Francisco.
Actually, that Kazakhstan one hits pretty hard. I've listened to it a few times.
Bob and Melvin.
The Giants are very nice.
Thank you.
All right, no more offensive
lessons. And there you go. Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. You and Dan Devone. Sometimes Evan Giddings. Who knows? Maybe one day Steven Rizzotto will be on there, as he is also your co-host with Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys. So you and Dan, Evan, I've been listening on Saturdays. You guys continue to crush it.
Thank you.
You guys doing a show this week, by the way?
Oh, yeah. We're doing a show this week. And then, yeah, new episode of Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys available today. The Kyle Madsen episode. Ooh. And that was a lot of fun, being able to chat with Kyle again. For those who don't know, Kyle Madsen used to be a producer here at the station. Produced Bonte Steiny and Guru. He produced Steiny Guru and Dibs.
Willard and
he
Dibs.
Produced Willard and Dibs. Yeah. He would produce this show sometimes on days where maybe you were out. He would come in early, help me produce this show. Then I would stick around, help him produce his show. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. I learned a lot from Kyle on how to do this job, and it was really cool being able to have him on the pod and talk some Giants A's with him.
And current host on ESPN 1320, The Insiders, with our guy Ham. Ham. The Hamaconda. There you go.
There you go.
By the way, there is some Warriors news as we're talking some free agency here.
They did a thing?
Well,
anything? Literally one thing? Something? Warriors? Are we alive back there?
Real quick, I say there's some Warriors news, and the news is there's actually no news because they haven't done anything.
That's...
DeAndre Ayton, if you're hoping for him, Warriors fans, he gone. He's intended to sign with the Los Angeles Lakers on a 2-year deal with a player option built in there.
Yeah, that one actually angered me a little bit. And we could talk about that a little bit more later on.
Sure.
But no, when I saw that one, Spadoni, I actually got a little bit angry because it was like the Warriors had a chance to get a little bit better. They had that one shot, but instead of capturing it, the Lakers captured it again. And I think the Lakers actually got better yesterday.
I don't know.
At the Warriors' expense.
I don't know about, you know, DeAndre Ayton. I know he's averaging his career 16-10. I know the Warriors desperately need size. I get all that. I understand all that. But I don't think he is a winning type of player. And I could be wrong. Maybe it was the organizations he played for. The Suns have been kind of a dumpster fire. Mm-hmm. He's in Portland. They've been kind of bad. We'll see what he does with the Lakers. But I just don't think he's that player that's going to take them over the top. Now, do I think Al Horford at 39 is going to be that guy? No.
The AARP Warriors?
No. I don't think there was a move this summer. And again, we'll discuss all of it, Sam, as the show goes on. I just don't think there was a move this summer that was ever going to be that one that's like, oh, my God, Giannis. Oh, my God, LeBron. It was going to be more of an Al Horford type of player. And again, it's not going to be the sexiest person, but you made your sexy move a few months ago. You made Sweet Love, and it was a good couple months with Jimmy Butler.
It
and it's going to be a good year with Jimmy Butler. I truly believe that. But
I mean, I'll tell myself that too. But
you know. I mean, I'm just saying, like, there wasn't going to be this massive move this summer I think Warriors fans wanted. Now there's rumblings that maybe the Kings can get involved here with the Warriors, 3-team trade maybe, with the Pistons, according to some sources out there. Could Kuminga be on the move there? Could Malik Monk be on the move? We shall see. But in the meantime, 888-957-9570, that's the number to get involved. As we're talking all sports here in the Bay Area, we got Niners training camp coming up in a couple weeks. All quiet on that front, which is a good thing because there's no drama in 49er land. But there was drama last night. There was drama last night in the desert, Sammy. How are you feeling? Just tell me. As soon as there was a runner on, bottom of the ninth inning,
Oh, I didn't need a runner on. I needed that first pitch to miss the strike zone for me to get worried when it comes to Camilo Doval. Listen, this is not a go to Ryan Walker, go to Randy Rodriguez thing because they're not ninth inning guys either. It's Camilo Doval is the ninth inning guy, but last night was basically kind of in a nutshell the frustration with Camilo Doval. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he was able to finish out that inning rather cleanly, but you know, that was after he gave up an absolute moonshot to Ketel Marte, who just, Doval just hangs that slider in the lower part of the zone, and like every hitter is going to tee off on that, especially one as good as Ketel Marte. And it's one of the things I love about baseball and how baseball can just be such a ridiculous sport. Camilo Doval getting the blown save, but also still getting the win. Like, I love how that's a thing in baseball. It's just, it's absolutely ridiculous, but
you love it if you have him in fantasy. Salvage that day for
you. Well, speaking of fantasy, yeah, the Giants, they did do one bad thing to my fantasy team, and that is score runs against Merrill Kelly, who's been pretty good for me on my fantasy team. He still got the quality start, so I got some points there. But, yeah, Doval, man, this is, you know, it's so funny. You go back to opening day, our guy Mark Willard asked Bob Melvin, how do you handle the closer spot? And Bob said, you know, we have two closers this year with Ryan Walker and Camilo Doval, and so far, closers for the Giants have been a lot like quarterbacks in the NFL. When you have two, you have none.
Mm.
And it's crazy. Just the ninth inning was supposed to be the one inning the Giants did not need to worry about, and yet it is very much an inning that the Giants need to worry about right now. Do you make a change there, a trade to fix it? Probably not. Doval is probably the best option still, but you're going to be gripping it every time he comes in the ninth inning for the foreseeable future.
888-957-9570. That's Sam Lubman in for Joe Shasky today. Shasky enjoying an extended weekend here as we're reacting to a San Francisco Giants win. Yeah, they won.
Yay!
Let's go. Come on. 6-5.
Hey, the resurgence
final.
Has to start somewhere. Speaking of resurgence,
I said it yesterday, Sammy. I'm not down on this team like fully. I know the sky's falling for a lot of fans.
Well, who's
like,
down on this team? I wonder.
I mean, it's our guy Shasky, and that's okay. Like, that's his prerogative. He can feel that way. I know he's really down on Jung-Hoo Lee. Like, who could you not be down on right now when it comes to the Giants? Hell, even Elliot Ramos has been struggling the last couple weeks. Like,
he's dealing with the crud.
Everyone, yeah, the crud. I saw that from Shayna Rubin yesterday. He's been dealing with, she said the cruds.
The crud is real, man.
I was like, what?
It is real.
I had to look that up. I was like, am I missing something?
You never had the crud?
Can you just say a cold? That's what it is. Why are we calling
that's
it the crud?
That's not quite a cold. It's the crud. Because you got the crud in your throat. I'm not gonna make the noise because it's a gross noise.
Just say it's a virus. He's got something going around. That's what we always say.
General
he's got
illness.
The bug is
the
what
bug.
We used to call. It. He's got the something's going around. There's a bug going
crud's
around.
Crud's a more fun word than bug.
Yeah, crud. Isn't that like the name of like a movie or is that the Croods?
That might be a Croods. That's a animated movie.
Oh, there you go. DreamWorks.
Yeah. Something like that. Maybe Illumination Studio. I never saw. You're the one with children, so I assume
you.
Yeah,
no. I've actually been catching up on a lot of like stuff I've missed the last like 15 years. I really stopped watching animated movies probably like 07, 08. When I started getting into high school, I was trying to be cool kid. It's like, oh, dude, I don't need to see Ratatouille.
Someone missed out.
Bro, I'm 14.
See, I was shamelessly going to Toy Story 3 when I was a senior in high school.
Sam, I was,
that movie was for me. That was not for little kids.
I was also just, you know, in my dungeon playing World of Warcraft, you know. Doing my 40-man raids, you know, my 25-man.
There's that really loud wow drop. That's that's where that comes in right there.
Don't miss me with Burning Crusade, Wrath of the Lich King. All right, dude.
Hey, you know what? Don't miss me with Jung-Hoo Lee right now. I know that we wanted... That was some unintended
hell
rhyming
yeah.
Right there. I know we were dogging on Jung-Hoo Lee yesterday, and for good reason. I mean, the dude's been hitting 195 over the last 2 months. And it's been, I think it's no coincidence that the Giants got off to a 19-10 start this season, and Jung-Hoo Lee was hitting .325 during that stretch. I don't think that's a coincidence. I'm not saying Jung-Hoo Lee is solely responsible for that, but I'm sure one thing kind of helped lead to the other. And then he's hitting .195 since then. The Giants are 27-31. Again, I feel like there's a connection there of some sort. Seeing that three-hit game from him last night, his first three-hit game since May 6th in Chicago, that was incredibly nice to see. Not just that it happened, though, but
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But it's how it happened. And you know, and I'll ask Dave Fleming about this later because I'm curious what his thoughts are. But the last few weeks, I've been asking myself, where is the April version of Jung-Hoo Lee? Are we ever going to see him again? The guy who's driving the ball to all sides of the field, had one of the best approaches at the plate of everyone on the team at that time. And that guy's just completely disappeared. And what you saw last night, not so much on the triple, but on the double he had in his second at bat, Merrill Kelly goes low and away with the slider there, or sorry, with the changeup, and that's a spot that's been a challenge for Lee. Pitchers are starting to go away from him. He's been lunging into those pitches and trying to get underneath him, but that, though, that double gets a much more level swing, drives the ball into the gap. That is the Jung-Hoo Lee that I want to see every single night for the rest of this season.
Wow, that was Dr. Seuss.
I couldn't land it there though. But
not mad at it.
You know, like
Sam, I am Green Eggs and Ham. I finally forgot the first name of James Ham of the Insiders. Sorry.
Oh, there you go.
I kept saying John Ham. Wait, that's the actor. That's Don Draper from Mad Men. It's not John Ham. James Ham and Kyle Madsen, ESPN 1320, our sister station in Sacramento.
There you go. So that was the Jung-Hoo Lee that I want to, you know, every night for the Giants. I don't want to rhyme again. but so again. You know me, I'm a sample size guy. One game is not a sample size. If he can keep doing that, you know, like every night for the rest of the season, probably unrealistic. He's not going to hit three.
Probably the MVP if he keeps doing
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. But the approach that I saw from Lee at the plate last night, if that's the Jung-Hoo Lee that the approach needs to be every night, I find myself just all of a sudden rhyming now. I can't stop.
It's okay.
Anyway, yeah.
You're a wordsmith.
Great night.
You're
from
a wordsmith, man.
This is what
we do on the radio. We do poetry, all right? And sports talk.
I'm a poet with my words here.
That's right.
In your ears on my canvas.
Thank you. That's beautiful right there. By the way, Jung-Hoo Lee, I want to get into him, Sam, because obviously, and as I mentioned, Sam Lubman, Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys, Orange and Black Weekend Wrap, crushing it here in 95.7 The Game, all Giants content related. And you are our resident, like, Giants insider. I feel like that, like, you are that guy. You, Steven Rizzotto, you guys are crushing it, going to all the games, talking to all the players. What were your expectations of Jung-Hoo Lee heading into the season? This is a guy, basically had a cup of coffee last year before, you know, going on the IL and missing the rest of the year with surgery. Hurts himself running into the wall last year. It was an adventure. Didn't really know what you had. Coming out of the KBO, not really having Major League Baseball experience. I kind of had a clean slate heading on him this year. It's like, hey, let's see what we got. And as you mentioned, started out hot, right? But what were your expectations heading into the season with Jung-Hoo Lee?
I mean, I try to keep him somewhat tempered because this was basically his rookie year 2.0. So can you play plus defense in the outfield? Check. Can you not run into the wall? Check. Can you hit maybe in the 270 range? I think that might be a lot, especially this year with just how, you know, good pitching has been overall this year and hitting has been down. Can you do that? Again, he's probably got a ways to go there. I don't need him to be a power hitter. That's not what he is. Please do not try to do that. Just be a solid contact guy who can get on base a lot at the top of that lineup, preferably the leadoff guy, but that's a whole different conversation. And, yeah, just be a solid everyday guy, get you that 270 batting average, maybe get on base 370, 380, somewhere around there, and just be a useful cog in the Giants lineup. And the Jung-Hoo Lee, again, we saw back in April, that was like the supercharged version of, I think, what Giants fans were hoping from him. If he could become a semblance of that, then I am absolutely calling Jung-Hoo Lee's tenure here a success. But if he'd start with what we saw last night, that's great. It has to start somewhere. Hopefully he can build on that. Hopefully he's rediscovered that all-field approach that we saw from him back early in April. If he can be that guy, that solid contact guy who can drive the ball to left, center, or right field, then, yeah, this contract is not something that we're going to be talking about with clenched fists for very long.
Well, when I was thinking, and we're talking Jung-Hoo Lee, we're talking about a Giants win right here on 95.7 The Game, Spadoni and Lubman in for one Joe Shasky, 6-5 the final yesterday on the desert. The Giants will try to even up the series today with Robbie Ray on the bump, and that would be nice to get Robbie Ray another one. At one point, he was undefeated and felt like he just couldn't lose Robbie Ray starts. He's been pretty solid as of late, but he's not getting any run support. Stop me if you've heard that one before with this Giants offense, which has been struggling mightily. The fact that they even got 6 runs yesterday, oh my God. We heard Kiper on the call. Could this springboard them forward, a win like yesterday, in a weird way, a torturous win, as Kipe said? You would hope, heading into a massive series in Sacramento tomorrow against an A's team that plays well on the road, doesn't play well at home. The bats will be hot. I mean, it's just going to be hot in general because it's in Sacramento.
I haven't looked up the tension. Yeah. I'm going on Saturday night.
Night. They're all night games. They have a
7:15 on Sunday.
You don't see
that one very often.
No, you do not. But I guess it's holiday weekend. You can kind of get away with it, sort of a thing. I don't know. Do they just wear the red, white, and blue hats just on Friday or all weekend long? How do they do that?
Maybe we can look that up at the break. And there's your tease for the 6:30
thank
segment.
Thank you. But we're talking Jung-Hoo Lee right now. And I guess, you know, it comes down to, you know, Jung-Hoo Lee, Willie Adames, two of your highest paid players on this team. Both have been struggling in their own ways. But I've seen more from Jung-Hoo Lee this year, like in a good stretch of baseball, than I have with Willie Adames. And maybe that's why I'm a little more, you know, hard on Willie Adames. I guess most people say I've seen Willie Adames, you know, in the past do well. We had Willard on earlier this week, Sam, as you well know, you booked him. And he was saying, like, you know what? I'm less concerned with Willie Adames because I've seen him in the past, whether it's Tampa or Milwaukee. He'll get it together. I was like, well, yeah. Or you just signed a guy and he's just going to fall off. And that's what happens with older players sometimes. Sometimes they just lose it and they never come back. I'm not saying that's happening with Willie Adames.
He's only 29 years old.
Exactly. So. I know. But again, why can't we be like that optimistic with Jung-Hoo Lee? Is it because we've only seen him in the KBO prior to this? And when I say only seen him, no one's seen him in the KBO because you're not looking up KBO highlight packages.
Well, I mean, during the pandemic, there was a couple days where I got pretty down bad and I was locked in on the KBO Giants. Dana Evelyn threw a Lay's legend through a couple good starts.
That was during the pandemic?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
We were all down bad.
We were watching Bundesliga, too. There you go. You don't even know what that is.
No, you're just making up words at this point.
German soccer league, baby.
But no, I think the reason why we look at Adames and Lee differently is, Adames has a greater major league track record, and he was coming off of a career year, and this is the risk you take when you sign hitters coming off of career years, two huge contracts. And, you know, you look at the contract Adames signed, it's the 7th highest contract among shortstops. And if you were to look at the shortstop landscape last year, that's probably where Adames was looking at. Like, before this season, he was probably the 7th best shortstop in baseball last year. But this year, it's just not what you're expecting. He's obviously having a massive fall off after the career year yet last year. He was never going to probably recreate those stats that he had in Milwaukee here. And so it's the track record suggests that Adames should be better. And I think that's why it is fair to be a little bit harder on Adames, because there's more evidence that you could be better. You look at Jung-Hoo Lee, though, and like I said, this is his rookie year 2.0. I look at the career arc that Ha-Sung Kim went in San Diego. Now, again, Kim, I think he was teammates with Lee back in the KBO. They're around the same age. They have a similar kind of hitting skill set. Kim's probably got a little bit more power than Lee. But Ha-Sung Kim, his first year, I believe it was in 2021, he was almost downright unplayable. But then, I believe it was last year, or sorry, the year before in 2023, he was an all-star. So it takes a while for these guys who come in from overseas sometimes to adjust to baseball life at the Major League Baseball level here in America. So I'm willing to give Jung-Hoo Lee some runway to allow for that transition to happen to where he does feel comfortable hitting at the big league level. But again, the interrupted year last year kind of threw a wrench in what that timeline could look like. And it might not come together fast enough for Giants fans. But again, if you can use last night as a jumping off point, it is still possible that he could put it together and have himself a productive year this year.
I know Ha-Sung Kim's, I think he's a Ray right now. He hasn't made an official start this season.
Well, he's been battling injuries.
And obviously he made his bones with the San Diego Padres. It was funny that it's almost like KBO West and the NL West, because now you got, who's that, Kim Hyesung?
Hyesung
Kim. With the Dodgers, he's been incredible this year. He's batting, 368? He's been really
so
freaking
unfair.
Good.
They don't deserve him. They don't deserve anything
well,
nice.
Well, then again, we mentioned Jung-Hoo Lee, all these guys being teammates of each other, and you could see why all this stuff translates with all these players, because they got a little bit of pop, but it's the speed, all of them, right? It's the speed with each one of them. And one thing I will say, Jung-Hoo Lee, and even yesterday, when he was tracking down some balls in the outfield at Chase Field in Arizona, his defense is night and day from last year. So that is something he can hang his hat on. Willie Adames, better, solid, but he's still got a lot more errors than I would like to see for a guy I'm paying that much money towards. He's not going to be Brandon Crawford. We all know that. Brandon Crawford is one of the best at his position defensively for a very, very long time. And yes, it's going to be heightened when a guy like Matt Chapman's out. I just think it's an interesting comparison when you compare both these guys and the level of expectations for one Willie Adames compared to Jung-Hoo Lee. And I do feel like we've been a little harsher on Lee than Adames, at least at this station, it feels like. 888-957-9570. I want to pick this conversation up on the other side. Sam Lubman in for Joe Shasky. Joe Spadoni right here. It's the morning roast. We got a lot to get into today. We'll talk some Warriors. What's going on, Jonathan Kuminga? You staying? You going? Could they make a trade with the Sacramento Kings? Are you kidding me? Another big man off the market, DeAndre Ayton, intends to sign with the Lakers. Warriors fans were kind of circling DeAndre Ayton. Could he come here? It doesn't look like it now. Are we all in on Al Horford? 39-year-old Al Horford? That's what we're pivoting to? He's a future Hall of Famer. All right? I'm not scoffing at the guy, but I do think a lot of Warriors fans, as I see Carter, Joe Hawks in the back, kind of shaking their head like,
I don't know.
What I do know is this next segment is going to be brought to you by Safeway, and you're going to be locked in, folks, because we're doing a giveaway, a Giants giveaway today, and that's a tease. I'll explain on the other side, baby. It's the morning roast. And Giants fans were definitely having lucid dreams yesterday when they went to sleep finally, being like, oh, God, I couldn't even enjoy the win. Couldn't even enjoy. I had to stay up just a little bit later, all right, just a little bit. Shout out 50 Cent. Sam Lubman in for Joe Shasky today. This is Joe Spadoni. It's the morning roast. We're rolling, baby. And we would love your participation. You know the number, 888-957-9570. The Giants get the win. They got to win. Hey, they win today, guys. That's two in a row. They split the series. All of a sudden, taking on a bad A's team record-wise. I know they got the bats, but their pitching has been god-awful. Take the series there. Build some momentum. Get the Phillies and Dodgers at home heading into the All-Star break, Sammy. I'm just saying.
There's always a chance.
Guys, it's amazing what one win can do.
It really is, actually. Like, again, yeah, you've got Robbie Ray on the mound against Brandon Pfaadt tonight. 8-5, 5.38 ERA. So he should, in theory, be hittable. But
no, what you're saying is he's going to look like Cy Young today.
Yeah, if you have Brandon Pfaadt on your fantasy team, you are really happy right now. And then, yeah, this could be an interesting weekend against the A's because, again, and I mentioned this with Kyle Madsen on the podcast yesterday. You know, the Giants offense has been absolute booty for the last couple weeks, and the A's pitching has been just horrendous all year long. And so, you know, Spadoni, there's that phrase, you know, an unstoppable force meets an immovable object. Well, this is the opposite of that. This is a very stoppable force meeting an incredibly movable object with the Giants hitting versus the A's pitching. So, yeah, that will be fun to see. And I looked at the weather in Sacramento. It's going to be low 90s to mid 80s over the weekend. So not a a Central Valley scorcher like we are used to out there in the state capital.
Well, I'm looking at the A's pitching splits as the Giants are taking on the A's tomorrow, obviously wrapping up a four-game series in the desert today. A's had the day off. They lost yesterday. They were going for the sweep against the Rays. A battle of two teams.
Of minor league ballparks.
Exactly. The whole thing was just hilarious.
I hope you're proud, Rob Manfred.
I know. We had Chris Townsend on yesterday. Our boy Townie, former host here at the station, obviously host of A's Cast, and does some pre- and post-game work for NBC Sports California. And we were talking about it, and the whole thing is just weird. They don't even have a name. You're calling them the Athletics. It's just... I don't even know if there's no rivalry, really.
I like to think there is. It was always kind of prevalent for me as a kid growing up. I had friends who were A's fans, so bragging rights were definitely on the line with this series. But now it's just it's whatever rivalry, whatever spirit there was when these two teams meet up. When I always love going to games of the Coliseum. Giants fans do the Let's Go Giants. A's fans would respond with the Let's Go Oakland. It was always in tandem with each other. I always love that. And shout out to Rob Manfred and all the billionaires of Major League Baseball for just ripping something beautiful away from baseball fans. That's what a good commissioner does.
It's unfortunate. It sucks. I think a lot of the A's fans, at least those that were or still are, they've just become numb to the situation. Shout out Linkin Park. I've become so numb. The home and away splits for the A's are interesting. It's actually not as severe as I thought it was for their ERA, because their home ERA is god-awful at Sutter Health Park, the AAA ballpark, obviously the AAA affiliate of the Giants, where Bryce Eldridge hopefully comes back soon so he can play as he's dealing with an injury there, the hamstring, right? The hammy for one Bryce Eldridge.
Mm-hmm.
5.67 team ERA for the Athletics there. 5.01 on the road. So not quite that drastic as I thought it was, but still much better on the road than
that. So the Giants are going to see J.P. Sears on Friday night. The lefty grabbed him in fantasy because, Giants versus a lefty starter, why not? And then your old nemesis, Justin Verlander, will be facing the A's on Friday night. Maybe that will be his first win.
I think it will. He balls out against them. He just does. And Luis Severino getting
on
the start.
Saturday.
Yeah, that's going to be. He's a guy that, now as I go, Chris Collinsworth. Now here's a guy, Luis Severino. He's going to be a trade candidate. Someone's going to trade for Luis Severino.
He wants away from that ballpark so bad. He hates pitching.
And
at
he's had some really good starts this year, but it's just that ballpark.
They've all been on the road.
Yeah, they've all been, exactly. And he's a guy that's obviously pitched in some high games, high leverage games, the New York Mets, obviously, Sam, as you well know. And that's a guy that could be a third, fourth, fifth starter for a team that feels like they're a pitcher away from doing it. Could the Giants be involved in this? Contract is very tradable. The A's and Giants don't really do that many trades together, so
it's a different era. You never know. I would actually, Severino would actually be a pretty solid option for the Giants to get in on. But again, it's a matter of, well, how much are the Giants willing to spend to make that happen?
Again, we're going Dominican Republic West from the DR. One Luis Severino. There you
Let's
got Devers. You got Doval. You got Adames. Let's go, baby. Just wear the Dominican Republic jerseys.
The San Francisco Worldwides. Let's do it.
Let's go. Shout out Pitbull. By the way, speaking of the Giants, Sammy, check this out. We are giving you two chances to score tickets to see the Gigantes take on, whoever wrote this, the hated Dodgers on Sunday, July 13th. That's next Sunday, by the way. Be locked into the roast between 7 and 8 today. And when you hear Carter, you ready for this? When you hear this sounder, be caller number 5 on the contest line, 415-523-4652, and you will win a pair of tickets to the game. Again, that's between 7 and 8. And if you miss the first chance, don't go anywhere, because 15 minutes later, when you hear that same sounder again, you will have another chance to score a pair of tickets to the same game. Tickets are courtesy of Coca-Cola, and you can get all your Giants tickets at sfgiants.com. I can actually go for a Coca-Cola right now at 6:40 a.m. That sounds insane. Maybe a bag of spicy nacho Doritos, too.
I was about to say that sounds so much better than Doritos, and then you went there.
Porque no los dos, as we're going in Spanish, baby.
A nice
Let's
spicy
go.
Tuna roll to wash it down.
I'll eat a spicy tuna roll right now, some wasabi, get the ginger to cleanse the palate, and then go nachos after it. Actually, I'd sprinkle the nachos. I'd break them all up, sprinkle it on top, to have a spicy, crunchy tuna roll. You like that, Carter?
We're just ruining appetites this morning.
That's the reason I get pissed.
All right, so they win today, Sammy. This is a massive start for one Robbie Ray. This is huge. And a guy that started his career, I don't think a lot of people remember this. Robbie Ray was an Arizona Diamondback to start off his career. I remember him more as a Mariner for some reason. There's certain players where I don't remember them playing in a certain uniform, and I just can't picture Robbie Ray ever wearing an Arizona Diamondbacks uniform.
It's like Max Scherzer in a Diamondbacks uniform.
But I should see him in one because he played the Giants so many times in the NL West. But I don't, like, it doesn't associate. Obviously, you want a Cy Young with the Mariners. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
So I don't know. This is a big start for Robbie Ray, though. And Landon Roop, I want to give him his flowers. I know yesterday was a struggle for him, just going through four innings. Obviously, the command was an issue yesterday, four walks. Just wasn't feeling it. But for the most part, he's been more than you could have hoped for if you're a Giants fan.
I like Landon Roop a lot. I was excited about him last year, and I heard just about, you know, this guy's got an incredible curveball. It's like, all right, I like that. Let's see what he's got. I thought he might be like a bullpen guy, and then he added the changeup and the sinker to his pitch repertoire this year. And I was kind of surprised that he beat Hayden Birdsong for the rotation spot coming out of spring training. And you've seen it throughout this season. There is a reason why he won that competition. I like Landon Roop a lot. He's still young. He's still, you know, on the up and up right now, still kind of developing at the major league level. But that curveball becomes so much better of a pitch when you have that sinker changeup to play it off of there. And he's been vastly improved. Not just last year to this year, but from the beginning of this year to where he is right now. I love the trajectory of Landon Roop right now.
By the way, I'm just going back to Luis Severino. We're going to hit break here in just a second. But the more I think about it, why not, if you're the Giants, just try to go after that guy? He's just been complaining about that crowd. Wow, shocker alert. The guy that they signed to a high deal, one of the best free agent pitchers on the market, saying, yeah, the small crowds and lack of air conditioning, it's a different kind of energy. Feels like spring training every pitch. Oh, who could have seen that coming? Huh, I wonder. We'll pick this conversation up on the other side. It's Spadoni and Lubman, who's in for Shask Day in the Morning Roast, and it's brought to you by Valvoline. From the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car's ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes. No appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. We got Dave Fleming, voice of the Giants, and obviously our 95.7 The Game Giants insider joining us at 8:30. Get Dave's thoughts on this recent skid. Massive win yesterday. Get a split. All of a sudden, you don't feel as bad. All right? Get the split today. Head into Sacramento. Take the series there. All of a sudden, I'm feeling much better heading into a massive final homestand before the All-Star break for the Gigantes with the Phillies and Dodgers, two of the best, if not the best, in the National League, Sam. But I wanted to get into Jung-Hoo Lee because Kipe was on the call there for NBC Sports Bay Area. And, you know, we were talking about expectations. And you kind of, and I like how you said it. Rookie season 2.0, kind of a redshirt year. We see it all the time in basketball, right? Like the Blake Griffin winning rookie of the year, even though he wasn't a rookie technically, the Chet Holmgrens of the world, right? We see that all the time. And we like to give those people the benefit of the doubt in the NBA, but not so much when it comes to baseball for some reason. I get it. It's a longer season, 182 games. There's a lot, but I'm optimistic still about Jung-Hoo Lee getting out of this funk. And yesterday, hopefully, that was a step in the right direction.
Yeah, again, it has to start somewhere. And with Jung-Hoo Lee, it's just, it's so clear as day. The approach at the plate has been a massive issue for him. Again, you look at the numbers right now, it's not all that awful. 246 batting average, 48 runs, 6 home runs, a 721 OPS. Those aren't awful numbers. But right now we're comparing what he's doing right now to what he was doing at the beginning of the year. And at the beginning of the year, again, like I said earlier, he had probably one of the better approaches at the plate. You know, him, Ramos, Flores. But Lee's ability to drive the ball to all parts of the field was so invaluable for this team. And where that's in over the last month, he's become, again, a Deadpool hitter. He's getting under the ball more. He's basically trying to be a hitter that he's just not built to be. And I know it's very easy to point at the coaches, point at the managers, and blame everybody under the sun for, you know, who's its and what's its. But at the end of the day, it was on Jung-Hoo Lee to kind of correct his approach at the plate. And what you saw last night, especially on the double he had, a more level swing, driving the ball into the gap, that is the Jung-Hoo Lee where if you hit like that, you will be very successful here for the San Francisco Giants playing Major League Baseball over here. That's the Jung-Hoo Lee I want to see. I don't want to see this Jung-Hoo Lee who's leaning over, reaching out for these pitches on the outer third of the plate, trying to get under them and drive them into the seats. That's not the kind of hitter you are.
You want Jung-Hoo Lee, not Jung-Hoo Lee?
Exactly. Like
that was my best Whitey Gleason impression I've ever done.
So exactly. That's the, yeah, see what I did there? So again, be that guy. You're going to have a lot. You're going to have a good time. That's what's going to be the success for Jung-Hoo Lee this year. Don't be the power guy. Let the power guys be the power guy. You're the contact guy. Because he doesn't hit the ball hard enough to be a power guy, which is fine. Like, again, if you want to be a Luis Arraez kind of type player, Luis Arraez is a damn good hitter. Mm-hmm. I don't care that he only hits singles. You know what singles are? Singles are something that is not an out. Well, I would rather have a single than an out. Keep the conga line moving. We saw it in the eighth inning last night. Giants just single, single, single. Got a couple extra key insurance runs there, which ended up being money in that ninth inning when Camilo Doval'd all over himself. And so it's okay to be a singles guy. That's what I want to see from Jung-Hoo Lee. And hopefully last night was the start of the rebirth of Jung-Hoo Lee's 2025 season.
Well, and you said something right there. You bring up Luis Arraez. The Giants are going to see this kid, Jacob Wilson, who's going to be, what, the first rookie starting shortstop in
He's
the All-Star
incredible.
Game in, like, I don't know, God knows how long, 50-plus years, something ridiculous. He's another guy that he has a little bit of pop. I think he has, like, 8 or 9 home runs this year, but he just hits the ball. Just get me single. Get me a double. Get me something. And that's what he does. He's captain consistency. And, yeah, every single team in the American League or the National League, all of Major League Baseball would take a Jacob Wilson on their staff outside of maybe, I don't know, the Kansas City Royals with Bobby Witt. But even then, they'd find a place for Jacob Wilson on the field because he just hits. That's what you want. And Jung-Hoo Lee is definitely a guy that hopefully could bounce back because when I look at him and his impact, when it comes to the flair and the dramatics, it does feel like it gives this Giants team a different element. I know Willy Adames, he's had some power, he's had some pop, but he's basically been like what? Like I want to say like a 250 or below or kind of a hitter for the most part, could be wrong on that, but whenever I watched him in with the Brew Crew, and I've had him in fantasy baseball, so I've had Willie Adames for a few years.
It's a good
now.
Way to say checked in on a guy.
No, it is.
No, because, it actually is. Yeah. Like, I say that like I'm not being facetious. Yeah. I'm being honest when I say that.
No, for sure.
And that's how I became a huge Brent Rooker fan.
There you go. Who had a bomb yesterday again? One Brent Rooker. So I'm just looking at his career totals. Yeah, 250 last year. This is batting average for Willie Adames. 250 the Brew Crew last year. 217, 238, 285. Then going back to Tampa, 197, 259, 254. So he's, you know, around a 250 hitter for the most part or below for his career. So, and he's batting 211 right now. I mean, he's never going to be that guy to hit for the high average. I don't know if Jung-Hoo Lee's ever going to be that guy. But when both of them are struggling like they were doing, it just puts such a handicap on this offense because those are guys that are a little bit more athletic for a team that's been dying for athleticism for so long. And then when you got guys like that you're leaning on as hitters and Devers and Wilmer Flores, not known for their athleticism, by the way, shout out Wilmer from scoring from first yesterday. That was refreshing to see for that Jung-Hoo Lee one right there.
He was gassed on that run there. He was like, you know, he was mad that Jung-Hoo Lee had a triple there.
I don't know if Devers scores on that one. That's a conversation maybe for another time.
God, yeah, that would have been Matt Williams' worst nightmare is having to make that decision in real time.
But, you know, I bring up Devers. Of all those guys that have been struggling as of late, Sammy, and maybe we're going to give Devers a little bit more rope as he gets acclimated just a month into his Giants tenure here. But he is the highest paid player in the history of the franchise now after trading for him. But Devers, Adames, Lee, who are you most optimistic about going forward the rest of this season that they could right the ship and be that guy that the Giants need him to be?
Boy, that's a good question. Devers, Adames, and Lee. Honestly, I'd probably, you know, it's the simplest answer. It's probably Devers, just because you know he has the track record, and he has a swing that I think will translate very well to Oracle Park. He's got a great pull swing there, and I think that short porch out and right, that 309 marker down the right field line, has become his best friend possibly this year. He is absolutely built to take advantage of that short porch the same way that one Barry Bonds was once able to take advantage of it. And also, again, Devers swing, it feels like he just wants to go the opposite way so often with that swing. And he had that home run against the Red Sox in the left field that would have been off the monster at Fenway. Now, ballpark effects, temperature, climate, blah, 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 all that sciencey stuff, that's going to play a role there. As far as him getting acclimated to playing with the Giants, I don't know what the timetable for that looks like, to be honest. There's a part of me that thinks that wants to kind of sympathize with that. Like, yeah, it is a lot going from the organization that you knew, the organization that basically kind of moved off of you when they were, you know, less than honest in terms of how to handle your positioning. I'm sure that can't be fun. I mean, we've in our daily lives here as normal people out here in the real world, we've all had those times where we feel a certain way about our job and it messes with our heads a little bit. So there's the part of me that wants to be sympathetic towards that. But there's another part of me that's just like, dude, you were literally at the press conference just be like, it's just baseball, man. I can do this forever.
Right.
Like, you know, so let's – I'll have some sympathy for the adjustment, but, like, at the same time, like, you're one of the best hitters in the league. You have a track record. I feel like there comes a point where you can't lean on that anymore.
I think, and you're bringing me to this point, has the shine kind of worn off of Rafi Devers and San Francisco Giants fans? 888-957-9570. We're reacting to a win. I understand that. But at the same time, Devers, again, a couple strikeouts yesterday.
Did he get a hit?
He had a goal. He had an RBI. He had a ribby yesterday. It was nice to see that. But again, the groin injury, you knew the weight is somewhat of a concern right now. Like he's back.
Somewhat. No, it is a concern. You don't need to sugarcoat. You don't need to do a sugar job here.
I don't fat shame, all right? But as a Giant, he's batting 203. It just is what it is. He has 25 strikeouts and 15 games played. It's not good.
No, and I think it's 18 strikeouts over the last 9 games. Now, that 0-for-4 he had on Monday night, like, bro, what were you doing? And the thing that really irritates me about Devers, and this isn't just Devers, this is literally everyone who calls themselves a hitting employee of San Francisco Giants Enterprises or whatever they call themselves, Giants LLC, Giants Co. It's, hey, let's just stare at these fastballs going right down the pipe.
Yeah.
Like, Graham Brisby wrote a great article about this for The Athletic, and I've kind of noticed this over the year, but when he wrote about it, and he shared a page on Baseball Savant that tracks all of them, and I went through and I watched a bunch of these right down the middle pitches that the Giants hitters just spit on. And it's like, what are we doing here? It's like every one of these guys, Devers, Ramos, Adames, they're just in automatic 0-2 counts because they're just staring at these pitches going right through the middle of the strike zone. Tuesday night, Elliot Ramos' first at bat, first two pitches he sees are right over the heart of the plate. He's in an 0-2 count after not moving the bat, and then he swings and misses at a ball on the outside of the edge of the strike zone for a quick strike three. It is just like, I don't know what the strategy was there. What are you looking for? I refuse to believe that hitting coaches are telling them to take these pitches over the heart of the plate. And again, this is one where at 8:30 when we have Dave Fleming on, I'd be very curious to hear his thoughts on that, because the amount of what these pitches are known as meatballs in the data community, the amount of these meatball pitches that
meatball.
The Giants are, I do like a good meatball, especially in spaghetti or on a sub too. It's the only sandwich I'll get at Subway is the meatball sub. But the Giants, you know, as much as I love watching meatballs on my sandwich, the Giants just love watching these meatballs in their strike zone, and it drives me crazy.
You know what else is going to drive Giants fans crazy? Giving away some chances to win some tickets, baby, in the next hour. Be locked in between 7 and 8, so starting basically in 30 seconds, between 7 and 8, be locked in when you hear this sounder. Call number 5 on the contest line, 415-523-4652, and you will win a pair of tickets to the game. Not yet, all right? Not quite yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.